Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Not as well done as the fact Kellen Moore, unfortunately, is probably going to be a saint.
Almost definitely.
Yeah. And it's probably going to happen in 6 days, maybe seven. Let's listen to Adam Schefter yesterday. Adam Schefter weighing in on the situation with the Saints' interest in Kellen Moore, and he connects some dots to tell you how likely it seems to be.
They're waiting, and they're waiting to talk to Kellen Moore, and they're waiting to make sure that they give the Eagles absolutely zero evidence that they've tampered with the guy until after the game. But the fact that they don't have a coach tells you everything you need to know about where this is going.
You know, two really interesting aspects of that, in my opinion. By the way, he went on to say that, you know, sure, sometimes things can change, but he very much expects Kellen Moore to be a saint. Two very interesting aspects, in my opinion. One, he totally nails it with, I mean, what other reason would it be in February for the Saints not to have a coach? I mean, their season was basically over in late November, if you catch my drift. I mean, they knew in late November they were going to need to hire a new coach. So it's February, they don't have one. Obviously, they're waiting on Kellen Moore. But I also appreciate something about the Eagles based on something Schefter said but didn't really explicitly state. That the Saints are wary to make sure they follow the rules, which tells me the Eagles hammered the league in the last 2 to 3 weeks on the approach to the Super Bowl and said, you guys will not screw with our chances to maximize our ability to win the Super Bowl like happened 2 years ago. And if Howie and Lurie messaged that to Goodell and the other owners, and I tend to think they did, I appreciate that. Because why would Schefter go out of his way to say the Saints are really trying to follow the rules unless what happened 2 years ago capped the Eagles, and they went to the league and said never again. And I appreciate that. That's my connection to the dot. That makes sense?
Yeah. I mean, I think we're all very sensitive to this.
Very.
And, I'm concerned. I'm keeping a very close eye on the way Kellen Moore, you know, calls plays, the way that he responds during game action.
Yeah.
You know, this really does matter. He better not be distracted or tired.
Correct.
Or like, I'm going to be scrutinizing, man, does he have dark bags under his eyes, like dark circles under his eyes? Does it look like he's been staying up late because he's trying to, you know, peruse the local neighborhoods to get ahead of the real estate deals? I mean, I'm going to be suspicious.
That was my worry, too, that real estate part of it.
He's thinking
about.
But
there's a lot to think about.
Is he thinking about the next chapter of his life while he's down there? It's possible.
I think compiling his staff. I mean, there have been reports that he's talking about his staff. That's the stuff where it's like, are you focusing on compiling your staff? Are you focusing on the game?
Especially if some of that stuff comes from other Eagles coaches.
Sure.
Which happens sometimes.
Purloin our coaches from within. I'm not cool with
purloin.
That.
Yeah. That's another big one. All right. So 215-592-9494. Some interesting pieces of audio from yesterday. What Andy Reid and Nick Sirianni said last night on stage. We'll get to that coming up shortly. Let's talk to the Ancient Mariner. Hello, Ancient Mariner.
Wow.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Ancient Mariner.
This is like the old man in the sea.
You sound mysterious.
Hope it ends differently for him.
What's up, buddy?
How old are you?
86.
Wow.
That is a wow.
That is ancient.
Oh,
well, I phoned you guys when you first got started, and I talked to John about Palo Alto and all that stuff. But here, I want to just congratulate you for maintaining the high level for WIP. I mean, John, Joe, James, Rhea, to me, you're an amalgam of sports superiority. How about that?
That's very kind of you. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, now, Ancient Mariner.
Very nice.
As I told Jimmy, I said, Jimmy, my topic is Joe DeCamber can do no wrong.
Oh, my man. Pots and pans. Talk to me. Talk to me. The floor is yours.
Over the years, I have heard him take hits. Oh, yeah, he's got small feet. He spends a lot of time in the bathroom. He's a very bad dresser. Oh. Questionable athlete? Okay, he can make some free throws. All right, we understand all this stuff.
Wow.
But this is where it starts. 4 years ago, I was coming out of the Wawa, and Joe was on the radio talking about a pool and drawing that Rocket Mortgage was putting on. So I went home and I told my son about it. So it came the week of the Super Bowl, and it was about, Monday or Tuesday, and my son phones me and says, "Hey, Dad, I got a call from a representative at Rocket Mortgage."
Did you win a big prize because I tipped you off to it?
I'm getting to it, Joe.
Okay, let me hear it. I want the punchline. This is good stuff.
Yeah, hammer!
You want me to go right to the
punchline? Yeah, let's get right to the punchline.
Well, we got these calls. We got the Rocket Mortgage representative and the marketing company, and they all told my son he had won. And I told him, I said, "Look, there are a lot of games being played on the phone. It's probably one of your friends."
That's right. But, that's
hey,
right.
Up to this point, it's been a real rush. So now, Super Bowl time. Game is concluding. Barry Sanders comes on, and he's talking about all the winners, this, that, and the other, and he says, "And the grand winner," and they named my son.
That's Whoa! So incredible. So it came from the Barry Sanders interview on our show, Super Bowl Week. That's
Holy
really cool.
Holy cow.
That's wild.
That's good stuff, man.
It was $500,000.
No!
Wow.
No way.
Wow. Where's our guy, Ancient Mariner?
Joe is a saint. I swear to God.
Oh, man.
That makes my day. And I got to tell you who I credit most of all.
The Hammer!
All right? Not that company for giving away $500,000.
That's insane.
That really is amazing.
So congratulations, Ancient Mariner.
Barry Sanders interview changed your family's life. That's beautiful, man.
Well, who booked Barry Sanders? This guy.
James Seltzer.
How about that? You're welcome.
How about that? I stick with
it.
Okay, I'm not moving it there. Hey, Mariner, great call and very cool story. Give me an answer here, my man. Best non-Philly playoff moment of all time.
Okay, I was thinking this through, Joe, and I can't remember, but the Cubs were in the World Series. There was a hit to left field, and some kid touched the ball.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was wild.
And it was the NLCS.
But that's okay. But it's
I'm just correcting it.
But Bartman, that's a big
answer. You're the exactest here, you know?
Well, the crazy thing is he could have said when the Cubs won the World Series and broke the streak.
Yeah.
But instead he went with Bartman.
In extra innings. Here's the other crazy delay.
So I love Ancient Mariner. I think I remember him calling maybe two or three times before. I kind of recognize the name. I got to tell you, I'm a little offended.
I remember the name. Yeah, I didn't realize.
Yeah, a little offended it took him 4 years to thank me.
I'm a little offended we didn't get a cut. I mean, at least 500K, you could throw a couple shekels our way.
At least a steak meal or something. I mean,
I think we ought to get the station on it. We need some better prizes.
500,000. I mean, come on, man.
That's insane.
That's really good. Buddy, good story. Love it. Just playing around with you and ripping you. It's really good stuff. All right.